And it's not about Chernobyl, yeah, assure you. It's about, you know, love and happiness. You know, it's the usual theme for us.
If you don't speak Russian, you might not have heard of Mumy Troll. But if you ask them, they'll tell you they're the biggest rock band in Russian history. But that doesn't mean they only sing about Russian history. They've got some lighter subjects going on as well. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. Mumy Troll were formed in Vladivostok, a Russian port town on the far east end of the Trans-Siberian Railroad. Since their first official release in 1997, the band has released around 8 studio albums, have scored an animated movie, a sci-fi film, and have had their music on the soundtrack of a popular Russian vampire thriller. Now, they're looking to take over the American airwaves, and during their first stateside tour, they stopped by WFUV's Studio A, where Kara Manning asked them about their experiences playing for fans in war-torn Chechnya.
We played Chechen Republic recently, and we were actually the first band who did like commercial gigs there, so we weren't there on any like government program or cultural exchange.
Did you get any heat or any sort of criticism for doing that at all?
Not really, because you know people in Russia still think there is a war in Chechnya. I mean, lots of stereotypes about it and about people there. In our case, we learned to trust our fans, and some guys from Chechnya came to a few of our gigs and said, "Why don't we, you know, bring you to our homeland?" And said, "Okay, I mean, whatever, you know the situation better." And they said, "You know, in a way, you've been a band which we were listening through, you know, two wars for the last 10 years. We basically, you know," and it's amazing experience. You would go there and you talk, you know, to like the girls and boys would talk to you after the gig, and they would say, "Oh, you know, I remember when, you know, those planes, you know, were about to start bombing our house. I would sit and listen to your song because it was, you know, nowhere to go and nothing else to do." So it's, I don't know, it still makes me, you know, a bit weird about, you never think about such things when you're writing the songs. You never think, you know, what kind of situations those songs will end up with. And for some reason, some of our tracks became like real, you know, life and death soundtrack of someone's life.
No way back. Memories gone. Stranded. Engine jammed. Hit like a lad. You're so frightened. Station to station, it's huge, it's hot. Massive screaming creation, our nuclear station. Atomic mutation, turning, burning, burning, turning.
Do you remember the first Western pop or Western rock that you heard? What band that was?
I guess it was Elvis Presley, because my parents had a tape, Elvis Presley tape. One of his latest show, like Las Vegas or something like that. I still remember that because it was kind of, you know, he talked to the audience, and one side A of a tape was like rock and roll, like, you know, with fast songs, and side B was like really slow. You know, ballads like Georgia.
Right.
For some reason, I didn't like the side B. I like the side one, you know, blue suede shoes.
Okay, tovarish. Strange new language. Easy to reach if you learn it. Beat the leech. Suck pain to the last drop. Get to desires. No start, no finish, no end, no end, no loss. No pain. So drink up.
Mumy Troll live with Nuclear Stations and Hey Tovarish. Their American debut is the EP Polar Bear. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.